The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to give you an analogy, and then I'm going to start taking some of these phone calls. Folks, it's time we start paying attention to the sacrifice and start thinking about the Christ that took a bullet for every one of us, namely for our sins that put him there in the first place. We know that this is Memorial Weekend. And I just want to remind everybody that Memorial Weekend isn't about a big party this weekend. That's not what this is being commemorated for. It's not what it's about. Oftentimes, during my presentations in colleges, high schools, tea parties, and the such, I'll show them and share with them the message that I just shared with you. And I'll show a little picture of a little boy named Christian who was 8 years old who received his daddy's flag. And then I asked the question, so who's going to take care of Christian, America? And I'm looking around at the crowd and I'm just waiting for someone to raise their hand. I don't see hands go up. So what I'll do is I'll slowly poke my hand up in the air and say, I'm going to take care of little Christian. Daddy died in the preservations of our freedoms in which we have now. And I am definitely going to live for what his daddy just fought, bled, and died to give me. And I'm going to take care of his little boy in the process because I am my brother's keeper. Yeah? Isn't that the fulfilling of the law, friends? Loving one another and taking care of each other? See, this is what's missing in America. Love. And yet everybody out there, all they talk about love. And you go to the church, all they talk about love. And you listen to the leftists, and the American people have allowed the communists in this country to define love when in fact it's the furthest thing from love. A bunch of emotional, lusty garbage is what it is. Equating love with man's fallen nature and fallen condition rather than love in Christ's risen condition and state. Memorial Day, friends, again, in case you thought it was about a three-day weekend, parties, or the beach, is not. It's about the woman that's going to Arlington Cemetery or the Veteran Memorial across the country with her little babies, crying at the headstone of the husband that she just lost and the daddy that the little child just lost. That's what Memorial Day is about. And we should not be, God be it far from each and every one of us that is listening to the Sons of Liberty radio right now, be it far from us that we forget that on a daily basis. As I said on the first hour, it's interesting that if the American people would keep in scope the price paid for their freedoms, they wouldn't tolerate the crimes that are being perpetuated on the American people on a daily basis from this criminal administration. And I got to ask you something, friends. Who are the criminals? Those that commit the crimes or those that allow them to commit the crimes? You have to answer that for me. Yep, I'll say it again. You didn't hear that? I said, who are the criminals? Those that allow them to commit the crimes or those that are committing the crimes? I said it backwards this time, but saying the same thing in essence. And I have a question for you listeners. Those that love the message so much. I appreciate that. I do. I really do. But I hope in action you're showing forth that love that you speak of. Who is going to take care of the wife and the children of those that have lost daddies on the battlefield and mommies on the battlefield? Who's going to take care of their kids? Who's going to take care of their wives? Are we just going to stand back and allow them to become prey to corruption? Oh, by the way, corruption in what these men fought, bled, and died and sacrificed themselves in giving, friends. They sacrificed themselves to ensure that their children and their wives, oh, and by the way, not just their wives and not just their children, but me and you today, They sacrificed themselves to make sure that we were not subjected to tyranny in any sense of the word, neither. What are you doing with that freedom? There's a true story told of a black slave girl of the last century standing in chains as lust-filled men bid for her body. Her delicate features destined her as a sexual object for the appetite of her soon-to-be owner. One man stood firm in the crowd as he outbid every other buyer to the point where he paid far above the expected price because the young girl, the young slave, was being bought to serve what? She was being bought and sold as a slave. See, this young girl was then dragged to the tall man and handed the chains to which she was attached. The slave dropped at his feet and began hitting his legs with her fists in a pathetic attempt to show how ashamed that she felt that being bought and sold like cattle truly was. And it was quite obvious that this man would pay any price to fulfill his passions. See, but interestingly enough, like the veterans who fought, bled, and died to give unto us what we have today, and the greatest, the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, the sacrifice, the propitiation of the sins of the world, this man ignored her blows. He bent over the top of her. He grabbed her chains, took out his keys, and then unlocked the slave's chains. He then took her chains, threw them on the ground, and listen to me carefully, friends, just like the Son of Man saith unto you, and just like the veterans and the natural have fought, bled, and died for you, they say this: we bought you, we sacrificed ourselves on your behalf to set you free. The slave owner said to the slave, I bought you to set you free. And as Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So they died magnifying the laws against crime to set you free within the confines of it. Christ fulfilled. Christ is the end of the law to them that believe. The slave dropped to the ground, put her hands around his feet, and she looked up at the man's warm and loving eyes, because no longer were they tears of bitter resentment fed by misunderstanding, but now they were tears of gratitude at such an awesome display of love and kindness. Interestingly enough, will you tell them, we'll get them right on the other side of the break. Don't let them go. I'm curious to know their thoughts. Friends, if you'd like to call in, now is the time. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Do you know that, friends, when I'm doing presentations, I'll ask how many in the room know their constitution, their founding documents. They'll laugh at me for the most part, except at tea parties. They know better, right? Now look at them and I'll say, well, what's so funny? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. The second thing that I'll ask them is, how many in this room have grandpas, grandmas, uncles, aunts, moms, dads, cousins, brothers or sisters, maybe even just your friends that have served in foreign wars, fighting, bleeding, and dying to give you what you've got today, and yet you don't know what they fought, bled, and died to give you? For the next 2.5 hours, I have their undivided attention, friends. And I want to finish that story right when I come back, and I promise, I'll pick up your phone calls. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, we got more information pouring in right now, but as promised, we got Tom from Maryland. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. God, Bradley, how are you, my friend?
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for holding on. And just got a lot to say. You know, I mean, this day means more to me than any other day. This weekend does, and it really infuriates me, my friend, when people overlook it and they turn it into a party. It's kind of like the 4th of July. You ask most people why they're partying on the 4th of July, and they can't even tell you what the 4th of July is about. So in saying that, do forgive me. Go ahead and give us what you got.
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to state my sincere thanks and eternal gratitude to our veterans, past, present, and future. We all owe them a great debt of gratitude.
Amen.
Now, I called to respond to your question about freedom. But you brought up in the interim a story or a topic about who will look after, take care of, be there for those who are left behind by those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And it brought to mind an incident that happened well over a decade ago. A colleague of mine was killed in the line of duty, and it just so happened that about a week later, my wife and my son and I were at a restaurant, and I saw his wife and his young son. And at the time, I was a member of our honor guard unit and had attended his funeral, and it was quite a spectacle, in a good way. I approached his mom when she walked away from the table briefly and asked if I could talk to her son. And she said, sure. And I don't think it's coincidence at all that I just happened to have picked up the pictures from the funeral procession that was held, not in the funeral home, but the actual ceremony. And I told his son what a hero his dad was, how many people loved him and missed him. I gave him the pictures so he could see how many people came from all across the nation to attend this ceremony. And I could see right away the countenance on his face changed. I knew that it was the right thing to do. It didn't upset him. And I think as he ages, he'll look back, look at those pictures, remember that conversation. I think it'll help. And I say that just to let people know that You don't have to support folks if you can't with money, but just a kind word, just to let people know that you appreciate the sacrifice that their loved ones made. At any rate, as far as the cost of freedom, I think relatively the cost is not much. And let me explain where I'm coming from on that. I believe the hard part's been done for us by those, many of whom are veterans, past and present, who were and are willing to give their lives for our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Even those who were so unjustly duped into believing that they were sacrificing for freedom in illegal, unnecessary wars, the majority of whom, I believe, indeed believed with all their heart that they were fighting for that noble cause of preserving our freedom.
I agree.
And, you know, despite the fact that many of those wars were unjust and illegal, it's their belief of what they were doing that counts.
That's
and,
right.
And those who misled them, and I really want to say this, it should be held to the highest account post haste. Should that not happen, the deceivers will surely be held to account and damned at final judgment, and they should be perpetually reminded of what awaits them. I also think it's worth mentioning that...
Tom, really quick, you're spraying so much stuff. I'm actually writing down notes just so I can stay on top of what you're saying. Let's make sure that we're a part of that judgment now. We don't have to wait until our country is destroyed before judgment is brought forth. And so many people, you know what I'm saying?
That's my point.
Amen.
We are responsible for perpetually reminding them of
that's
what
right.
awaits them. And that's a good segue into what I was going to say. I think it's worth mentioning that those of us who can't don a uniform and take up literal arms can serve just as well as those who can in the fight for maintaining freedom at no less a cost, given that those who speak out, protest, file suit, etc., oftentimes sacrifice their lives too when the evildoers imprison them, and I believe at times murder them when they come too close to exposing the lies and evil.
Yep.
That they do.
Yep.
So we all have a job to do.
That's right. That's right.
I
was thinking of Nathan Hale. He was one of those that was willing to lay down his life during the Revolutionary War days, and giving what he had and what he gave was the ultimate sacrifice he gave of himself. And you know what he said before the British dropped the floor, before they hung him? He said, "My only regret is I only have one life to give for my country." I was tracking with you the whole time, by the way, Tom, and in saying it was easy. It's not hard to fight for what you love. The battle may be hard, but it's easy to endure what needs to be endured in the process to win the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul and the salvation of your country. So I was tracking with you. I wanted you to know that.
If I can leave you with this,
sure.
Here's the simple answer to the question. The cost is being ever vigilant, speaking the truth at whatever cost, and being brave and knowing that Christ has our back. Just like the veterans I spoke of, the hard part's been done
mm-hmm.
by Christ. He only asks, I believe, that we maintain and do our best, not passively at all, to do what we know in our hearts is proper according to what he's told us and instilled in our hearts.
Amen. Amen. It's a sober show, Tom. So I'm just kind of letting the anointing flow here. And as I'm having this conversation with you, I'm just getting a fleece of thoughts to add on. And of course, I only have 2 hours. So I'm leaving it up to you, my friend. And I appreciate your time. And God bless you. And by the way, Tom, I also want to say thank you to the good cops out there. I want to say thank you to the good firefighters out there. To those that are serving we the people. I don't want to overlook you guys neither. This is Memorial Weekend, and I want to magnify your honor by magnifying the laws that you are sacrificing yourselves to give unto us. And again, what is the end of that freedom?
Well, I told the story not to prop up cops and other public officials like firefighters, but simply to add on to what you were saying about what can we do, because there's a lot of similarities there. They really are. And I know that there's a problem, believe me, us veteran cops recognize there's a real problem with police these days. We don't know why the problems exist and what's being taught to them and why they're doing the things that they're doing, but believe me, we recognize it, and we're actively trying to find a solution to changing policing, how it's become, and making it more like it used to be. Not that it was perfect, but things have gotten out of control, and we recognize that.
Amen. I appreciate you. We got Tom calling from Maryland again. We appreciate you very much. Ironically, again, thank you for the call, my friend. Ironically, things are getting out of hand, friends, because we have forgotten him who gave us all that we have. And again, I've shared this again and again and again, but I cannot say it enough. America is where America is at today because we have left off our first love. We have left off the Father who gave his Son for the redemption of this world, namely this country. America, I want you to listen to me carefully. You have been given much. America, you have been given much. Foreign lands all across this globe are looking to you to stand up and live for what your forefathers gave you. Though they were not perfect, I'm talking about the righteousness of what they did establish. They're looking to you to give back to the rest of the world what was given to you. They're saying, share. And I want to tell you how I know what I'm telling you is right on the money, because when foreigners come into this country, the first thing they'll do is go to Washington, D.C. They want to know what made America great. And what do they see? They see the God of Moses and the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, like it or not. And my enemies know it to be true, friends, because if that was not the case, why is it that the phones never ring, but the bloggers are at work attempting to deceive the foolish? They are fools for their pains, are they not? Yes, they are. They're fools for their pains. They waste their time and their effort, and they only encourage me to do what I do. I also want to let you know, friends, that the New World Order monkeys such as Henry Kissinger and the Bush regime and Clinton's and the Barack Hussein Obama's and corruption in government want you to know that they say of your uncles, aunts, brothers, so on and so forth, are nothing but a bunch of dumb animals, said Henry Kissinger. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used pawns in foreign policy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey folks, speaking of disrespect and the government that you allow to reign over you, and again, hey, we thank all those righteous representatives in our government too, friends, because there's a lot of them. But going back to the Bush regime, going back to Obama, going back to the Clintons, one and the same, friends. Henry Kissinger, the known pedophile who sits on all of these cabinets, said, of your brothers and sisters, moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, uncles and aunts, cousins and friends, he said this of them, those that have sacrificed to give unto us what we have today. That criminal said, military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. How opposite to them that established our country. Abigail Adams, wife to John Adams, the second president of the United States, said, all honor lies on the battlefield. She's exactly right. Those are the ones that are worthy of freedom. Because without the military man, without the soldier, you wouldn't have what you have in the natural, right? We all get that point made. I got a little man that's going to jump on the radio with me really quick. And he just came out to me during the break and he said, hey, dad, so this would be my little boy. Did you know that that Christian, that little boy, that famous picture of him who received his daddy's flag? Go ahead, Buggy. What was it that you wanted to tell me about him?
He's 15.
Okay, he's 15.
Yeah, he's 15 years old now, and plus he and his mom help kids who lost their dads and moms. They give them presents for holidays and stuff.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Okay, in just a couple minutes, I'm going to pull you back up because I want to show my listeners how you say thank you to those that have fallen for us, okay? Going back, ironically, to this little boy, his name is Christian, the famous picture of him receiving his daddy's flag. Remember I said earlier, I ask audiences who's going to stand up and actually, you know, take care of Christian, who's going to take care of the wives and the children that have lost their husbands in battle to give us what we have today. Well, interestingly enough, Christian, I can't even say his last name. Glaczynski? We'll just say Christian, okay, friends? What he would do, friends, someone, the young Christian, that's his name, had never met, to send him a present and later to launch a foundation that helps hundreds of kids just like him. Every year, a soldier's child sends children of fallen soldier gifts on their birthday. Christian's father, Marine Staff Sergeant Marcus, was killed in Iraq in 2007, so Christian was the first recipient. Now, friends, don't forget about the 1,246 states that have also lost their fathers and their mothers. Christian said, it's letting these kids know you're not invisible to us. We recognize what you go through and how you serve our country. Said Daryl Mackin, the group's founder, I mean, imagine missing your parents on your birthday, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all these special days, you know, you hit the home run and your dad's not there. And 6 years after the famous photo was taken, Christian is doing his part to carry out the mission of a soldier's child and make the holidays easier for the military children. Christian is now 15, a sophomore in high school, and a goalie on his lacrosse team. He and his mother, Heather, are adopting other military families, picking out presents so they don't feel forgotten during the holiday season. I really just hope that they feel like I did the first year when I got it, Christian said. Just really nice inside, said the little man. The thought of knowing that someone else is thinking about you over the holidays. In 2010, Christian's family adopted Connor and Cooper Bunting, ages 6 and 4, whose father, Army Captain Brian Bubba Bunting, was killed in Afghanistan just days before their mother, Nikki, learned she was pregnant with their younger boy. It was really, really special, Nikki Bunting said of the care package, which included child-sized lacrosse sticks and child-sized footballs representing her husband's favorite sports. It was just so neat to see my kids light up and get this package full of stuff. When people do nice things for my kids, it just means the world to me, because to see them happy is what keeps me going, she said. Speaking of Christian, it's said that Christian seems like a remarkable, remarkable teenager. To want to give to other families like that is so special, because that's not something that a lot of other teenagers are thinking about these days. Nope, they're thinking about sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Christian said that he believes his dad would be proud of the young man who showed up, so much strength in a photo that touched so many people back in 2006. Little Christian said of his daddy, who's dead, he said he'd be smiling right now. So what are you going to do this weekend, friends? Hey, Buggy, can I get you back on the radio real quick?
Yep.
I want people to understand how we say thank you to those that gave the ultimate sacrifice.
Okay.
So let me ask you, okay? Just slow your roll there, little man. What is Article 1 of the Bill of Rights?
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
All for memory.
Yep.
Okay, now let's go over to God's spiritual law, which we magnify, which is perpetual in the spirit constantly. Give me number 9 of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20.
Thou shalt not lie.
Okay, so how do you live for what they died for, both in the natural and the spiritual? Let's go back to the natural. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Okay, now let's go back over to the spiritual. Number 1 of the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
So how do you say thank you? My friends, it's interesting that the Lord shared with us that we're to continuously put these in the face of our children. Let them know who they are. Let them know where they came from. That way they'll have a future and a hope. But let them see your example, older generation. so they can follow and emulate those that are in front of them, so that we can follow and that they can follow in the footsteps of him who we follow. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ. You see how this works? Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You the man. Yeah, you the straight man. I appreciate that, Buggy. Mm-hmm. Well, well. Friends, 1-866-233-0747. Anybody out there that's thankful for what you've got today? Even if you want to call from Canada, you want to call from a different country, you're more than welcome, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, Chase, are you thankful for what you've got today?
Absolutely.
What stands out to you the most during Memorial Weekend?
Well, I was just thinking, while you've been talking, I mean, even just going over the First and Second Amendments, doesn't it make sense that Memorial Weekend, I was doing a little research on the history, started
Memorial.
Right after Memorial
yeah.
Weekend.
Yeah.
It started right after the Civil War in 1866. And those guys had just think about it. You lose over 600,000 soldiers.
Yeah, brothers.
That's like 2%. I think it's 2% of the population in the United States. 3 years later, in Arlington National Cemetery, they have the first Memorial Day. Talk about a somber situation. They had a different. They weren't playing games.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
They were decorating the graves of those who had fallen because they appreciated the sacrifice and never wanted to see that kind of bloodshed in their country again.
Yeah.
And to put that into perspective, shouldn't that be what's going on today? I mean, even look at what Christ
especially
said.
Especially now.
Yeah,
today.
He said, do this. I mean, it's kind of going a little off track, but do this in remembrance of me. He's talking about communion. If we're going to commune with those who have made the sacrifice for us and live unto what they died for, I mean, Memorial Weekend in the kind of situation we're in today should be a day of protest and free speech and standing up for what they died for so that we can honor the sacrifice, not to enjoy it in the flesh, but to live for it in the spirit.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting that in saying what, piggybacking as to what you're saying right now, Chase, isn't it interesting that so many people on this weekend, the Memorial Weekend, they're looking forward to going fishing. They're looking forward to a football game, a baseball game. They're looking forward to all those things that don't really matter for the most part. They're looking forward to watching a guy knock a little ball into the dirt, you know, a little hole in the dirt. It amazes me how we've lost the American people, not we, I'm sorry, but how the American people have lost their way when it's the simplest thing in the world to understand.
And imagine all those who have made the sacrifice looking down on us, seeing what we're doing with what they died for, not magnifying the Constitution or holding it in place or keeping our governing officials accountable, but just... it's frivolous.
That's really what this is about, right?
Yeah, it's all vanity, and it blows my mind. You know, it kind of makes you take a step back, and it's just
recollect.
Disgusting. It's disgusting.
It really is. I'm going to take my kids this weekend, and I'm going to take them to a veteran memorial. We're going to grab some flowers, and we're going to go drop them off at some of the graves. We don't need to know them, but we know that they're our brothers.
You know their heart, that's for sure.
That's you can't say, hey, who knows the end of war better than the dead, my friend? Nobody does. Absolutely nobody. Interestingly enough, a famous man of God said, the framers of our Constitution meant what we were to have freedom of religion, not freedom from religion. Yeah. Yeah. In almost everything that touches our everyday life on earth, God is pleased when we're pleased. He wills that we be as free as birds to soar and sing our Maker's praise without anxiety. I'm free. I'm free, and I'm thankful for what has been given unto me. How about you? Got one more segment coming up. Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. One more chance to give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. Also want to thank you for causing us to be the number one show on Genesis Communication Networks during 2 and 4 p.m. We really do appreciate that. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Steph, your thoughts?
Well, I think as we're, you know, this is a Memorial Weekend, as we're going in here and we're celebrating,
you know what we could have done? What we could have done is we could have magnified all of the crimes of this administration during the last two hours, and just told everybody about how bad things have become. Right. Because every time we complain about what's going wrong in our country, it shows the lack of gratitude on the behalf of the American people.
Right, and the thing is ever since, you know, if you look at our founding forefathers, they could have complained. They could have complained about the tyrant King George. They could have sat back, and if they had Facebook in the day, they could have Facebooked about it. They could have argued to their coworkers about it. But what did they do? They didn't just argue about it. They didn't just talk about it. They did something about the problems that they saw. And I think as far as all of our listeners here at the Sons of Liberty, especially, you know, celebrating Memorial Weekend this week, is my main thing that I would say to all of our listeners is live for what these men and women have died for.
That's the message.
Every day of the year. You know, you look at moms who sacrificed their sons. You look at fathers who have laid it all in line, their only sons. You know, you look at a guy like Aaron Vaughn. You look at, you know, these calendars filled with these young men and women who have sacrificed their lives for our country. It's up to us in our gratitude to say, listen, we're going to hold those accountable at home, like you always say. Yeah. You know, they're out there on the foreign battlefields fighting the good fight. when we're at home, we need to make sure that we are upholding the Constitution and everything that they're fighting for. It's not fair that they fight over there and they come back over here and they have to be let down because the citizenry hasn't holding their government's feet to the fire while they're back, you know, while they're
as
fighting
the
wars.
As if to say it's just their job to do that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you look at the ultimate sacrifice, and we you know, we see a lot of these documentaries on these Navy SEALs and special warfare and what these, even if you just go through basic training, I respect you, okay? Basic training is difficult. If you're a Navy SEAL and you go through a week they literally call Hell Week, and you go out there and you fight and you're constantly doing what you're supposed to be doing, we say thank you so much, but it's our job to honor what you're doing every single other day of the year. And, you know, if we go back to some of the principles that our founders gave us, I want to go back to what George Washington said in his farewell address in 1796. What was George Washington's wishes for our country? What did he say? He said, "It's impossible to govern the world without God and the Bible. Of all the dispositions and habits that lead to political prosperity, our religion and morality are the indispensable supporters." Indispensable. You can't do without them. "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion." It's impossible.
Christian religion.
Exactly. Yep. "Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that our national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." So that's something he wanted to
That's one of the things that I was just talking about a couple minutes ago during the last segment, was the fact that we have departed from our God.
Right.
That is our first mistake. And rest assured, friends, it will be our last mistake. That's what we have to get back to.
Yeah.
Is he who gave unto us everything that we are, life. For the sake of time, not having to go through the whole plethora of things that have been bestowed upon us today, friends.
Right.
Did you eat today?
Yes.
Did you bathe today?
Yes.
Where did all this goodness come from? Do you got your families? Do you got your, you know, is your wife with you? Is your husband with you? You know what? Praise God. That's really what it comes down to. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name. And that's really the essence of everything we are. We need to get back to him who gave us everything that we've got in the first place. And we're not going back because we want God's hand. We want to go back because we want to put our head up against his bosom so we can hear the heartbeat of God and say, "Lord, I want to do for your people what you mean to do for them today, because you commanded your church to do just that. And we keep your commandments because we love."
Absolutely. And you go and you say, that's exactly, you know, I think a lot of ministries, they spent their time, or even just groups, let's say they're a quote unquote good groups that are trying to do good things.
Do-gooders are no good.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, if you look at a tree and you look at all the branches on the tree, well, ultimately the branches on the tree are a result of what's going on with the root of the tree. At the Sons of Liberty, we're always going for the root of the problem. We're going for the heart of man. When the heart of man is changed, when the heart of man is converted, then everything will be different.
Yeah.
We spend so much time trying to, oh, this is bad over here. We got to lop that branch off, lop that branch off, go back and forth. Go to the heart of the issue.
Listen, I go back and forth with people on that very issue.
Yep.
Why are you spending time on this? It's immoral. And let me go back to this. It's unconstitutional. Let me go back to this. It's unlawful. If it's unlawful, then lay the axe to the root of the tree. Why are you spending so much time on that one branch? Show them the answer. Yes, show them what the problem is. But when people spend time on just one issue, you're wasting your time. For example, the issue of abortion, it's illegal. It's never been law, friends. May look like law, may have the color of law, may have the smell of law, but it is not law because it stands in contrary or direct contradiction of God's moral law. Therefore, it's null and void. Why have 57 million people been aborted? It doesn't matter if I get caught up in some argument concerning abortion. It's illegal.
Yep.
So let's lay the axe to the root of the tree. The educational scheme. I can go down to the homosexual agenda. Oh my gosh, they're all there. It's illegal. That's the bottom line.
According to the laws of God.
What did John the Baptist do? He came and he laid the axe to the root of the tree and he dealt with the issues at the very root, which when he dropped the tree at the root, guess what? All the branches came down
with
it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. When you chop down those at the root of the tree, Everything else comes down.
Yeah.
You don't have to waste your time with all the extra.
You talk about
added.
Obamacare. You have all these stupid, idiotic ignoramuses. Name the conservatives of the day, friends. They've got you caught up in debate. It's completely unlawful. It is unconstitutional. Why are you caught up into a debate? You need to go back and say, can you tell me where you derive that authority and that power to implement something that's illegal? No. Oh, what are we going to do? Oh, let's call Obama names. Let's call this criminal administration. Let's call them names. Let's call them everything but what they really are, and namely criminal, because once we get down to the nitty-gritty of the whole thing, then it's going to be all over. And guess what? If we lived for what these men died for, we wouldn't be talking about the problem.
Exactly.
We would be praising our creator.
I was just going to say, and for those people who don't like to take that look in the mirror and look back at yourself and reflect yourself and say, I'm the one responsible for my country. James Madison, the author of the Bill of Rights, said the ultimate authority resides in the people alone. We can point the fingers at whoever they is, all we want. We can point the fingers at the government, at the, you know, Congress, at the president. Ultimately, they cannot get away with what we do not allow them to get away with. So it's time for us to wake up. And for those of you that
say, it starts at home.
It starts at home. It's the root of the problem. Get your families right. Get your own heart in order. Communities, towns, cities, countries, together we can reclaim America. I don't like to say change because we don't need to change.
Reclamation. I love the word.
Reclaim America.
Or restore.
That's right. Yeah. So for those of you who say, listen, I want to be a part of doing that. I listen to you guys on the radio. I get pumped up. It's like my spiritual food. I get excited and encouraged to go out and do it again because there's a lot to be discouraged about. But I want to join together with you in this fight. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and feel good about what you're supporting. So many times, well, I just give, you know, because I just give to my church. It's just the thing I do. Or, you know, someone asks you this. If you want to really put your money in a place where you can feel good about it, knowing it's going out there to seek and save that which is lost, the principles of hitting the heart of the issue, going back to Jesus Christ, then support the Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button at the very top if you'd like to make a one-time donation. Or for those of you who would like to become sons and daughters of liberty, it's kind of like arm linking an arm saying we're doing this together because we cannot do it apart from you.
We the people.
That's right. You cannot do it apart from us. We need each other. Sons of Liberty is basically when you become a son or daughter of liberty, you support what you can every month on a consistent basis to help us catapult from there and make our focus
out there because we're willing to stay out there.
Our focus should be on, okay, we need to make sure we're with the people, not, oh, is this getting taken care of? We want to make sure everything's in order back home so we can catapult out and seek and save that which is lost. Or if you'd like to talk with us in person because you just prefer to hear one of our pretty little voices, you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Last comments.
I think I pretty much said all I want to say in the fact that we want to make sure that we're honoring those who have paid the ultimate price every day of the week, not just today, but especially today for those people who have bled the battlefields red with their blood. You've lost brothers, sons, daughters. Thank you so much. We appreciate your service.
Yeah, Memorial Weekend, friends. Remember what they died for. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, we're showing you our works with our faith. Hey, I don't do what I do to get saved, right? I do what I do because I am saved.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. Right. Exactly, so you're walking.
And I'm not trying to do the works to be justified. I do the works because I am justified.
That's right.
And that's cool.
And the way to see by faith is to shut the eye of reason.
Ben Franklin.
That's right, Ben Franklin.
Say it again.
He said, the way to see by faith is to shut the eye of reason.
That's right.
We walk by faith and not by sight.
Martin Luther, the great reformer, said that reason is an enemy to faith. Reason is an enemy to faith, and true it is. Folks, we are going to say goodbye now. We love you by what we do. We definitely do. And we're going to stay the course as long as we can. Do consider supporting the ministry. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Check out our websites, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and we will talk to you soon. See ya!